This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu salatan wa tasliman. Yaliqani bi maqami amiril anbiya'i wa imamil mursaleen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallahu waliyus salihin. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم Jamaat al-Muslimin, in continuation from where we started off last week, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by himself, not by the sun, not by the moon, not by the day, not by the night, but he takes an oath, بِذَاتِهِ الْعَظِيمِ Al-Qawi, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Jalla fi'ula. And he says, Fala wa Rabbik, nay, by your Lord, La yu'minun, they do not believe. Until when? Hatta yuhakkimuka fima shajara baynahum. Until they surrender to your judgment about that which they dispute. وَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا And they don't find any discomfort فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Within themselves مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ About that which you have judged وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And they submit and surrender utterly Totally, absolutely Jamaat al-Muslimin, already last week we did the context of this ayah about the dispute that took place between Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam radiyallahu an and one of the Ansar. May Allah be pleased with all the illustrious companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ruled in favor of Az-Zubayr and not in favor of the Ansari, and the Ansari was displeased, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse as an answer to the displeasure or the dissatisfaction of the ruling of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that Ansari. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Saying that, nobody has faith. In that time, in our time, or for any time until the last hour. Nobody has faith until when? Until they feel that raha and that tumanina, they feel that comfort and they feel that satisfaction and they feel that pleasure about the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahkam is the plural of hukum, the rulings of Allah. And of course the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to represent Allah's ruling on earth, to represent and to implement Allah's sovereignty on earth. وَمِنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ That's what Allah says, whoever obeys the Messenger, it is as if they have obeyed Allah. Because the messenger, ما ينطق عن الهوى, he does not speak from vain desire. Everything he has come with, he has come with from Allah. So when we obey that messenger, we're obeying Allah. And that's why following that messenger is in actual fact a true reflection of our love for Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has made it a condition in the Holy Quran. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, qul, say O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you claim to love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Yuhbibukum Allah, Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and he will forgive you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. That's why I said last week, and I start with myself, we need to start digging deep within ourselves. That everything that we know about this deen, every single rule, every single commandment, every single prohibition, are we pleased with it? Do we like it? Are we satisfied with it? Do we desire it? Because if we don't, then there is something wrong with our iman. And what I want to go a little bit further with today is to actually show that it is the most natural thing for a human being to love the deen of Islam and to love every law of Allah and to love every way and example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not in a good way, Jamaatul Muslimin. Look around the ummah. We're not in a good way. And we can be idhnillahi ta'ala. We can return back to the good way that we were once upon a time on before. But we first have to change what's happening inside. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change. That's what's inside of themselves, that feeling. Allah says so, alhamdulillah, I'm satisfied. The Prophet said so, alhamdulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that's what Allah and His Messenger says, khalas, then right here, deep down inside, I'm at peace, I'm happy, I'm comfortable, I'm contented. If we are not feeling that, then we better get back to that. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Before I translate this ayah, I ask you, does Allah break His promise? What do you think? Does Allah ever make a promise and then break it? Abadan. Inna Allah la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. Allah will never break a promise. And what's happening? Because Allah says in this ayah that Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and work righteous deeds that He will make you the rulers of this earth. And that He will establish your religion in every facet of your lives. And that he will exchange the state of fear and anxiety that you are living in. That state of fear, that state of anxiety that you are living in, Allah will change it to one of peace and security. That's the promise of Allah. Does Allah break His promise? Abadan. Never will Allah break a promise. And the next question, Jamaatul Muslimin, unfortunately, is, are we then... deserving? Are we then the deserving recipients of the promise of Allah? Because Allah promised to who? وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you. And who are the true believers? Those that feel that comfort in their hearts about every law of Allah. Whether it be the law of making salah, or the law of not consuming or giving riba. Every single law, what do we find? Alhamdulillah, this is the law of Allah. This is the deen of Allah. We are satisfied. Sami'na. Completed. Wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. So we can become the deserving recipients of the promise of Allah once again. But we have to be true believers. Now there are different maratib, maratib al-iman. There are different levels of belief. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Oh, those of you who believe, surrender to Allah totally. Not nus-nus. You know what that is? 50-50, 70-30, 95-5. No, 100%. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And don't follow the paths of the shaitan. This is not a supermarket mentality, the deen of Islam. Pick and choose. Okay, I prefer Omo instead of Surf. I'm not saying that, I'm just making an example. Or Yum Yum instead of Black Cat. Or I prefer Mari biscuits instead of tennis biscuits. No, this is a package deal. And we have to be satisfied with the whole package. We must love the whole package that Allah has blessed us with. And that with that which Allah is pleased with, how can we not be pleased? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama wa raditu, listen to the word, wa raditu lakum al-islama dinan. On this day I have completed or perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and am pleased for you, am pleased with this deen of Islam that I've given to you. Allah is pleased with it. How can we not be pleased? But as I said earlier, Jamaatul Muslimin, today I want to speak about how being pleased with the deen of Allah and being pleased and contented and satisfied with every law in the Sharia is actually built into our makeup, into our inherent disposition. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I'm going to go to another verse in Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَقِمْ وَجَهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا فَأَقِمْ وَجَهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. Now establish. Now the word waj means face, literally. But here waj is referring to essence. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَبَقَى وَجَهُ رَبِّكَ وَلَا يَبَقَى كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَلَا يَبَقَى إِلَّا وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ وَمَا يَبَقَى إِلَّا وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ كُلُّ شَيْءٌ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَ إِلَّا وَجْهَ. Everything will perish except his essence. Waj here means essence. Literally, waj means face. But when speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, it means his that, his essence. Only Allah will remain. Everything else will be destroyed. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالَةِ إِلَّا. Afwan. Just correcting this ayah. I made a mistake earlier. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything will perish. Only Allah's essence will remain. Everyone will perish. Only Allah's essence. وَيَبَقَى وَجَهُ رَبِّكَ. Waj. Waj. Literally means face, but here it means essence. Now likewise, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about our entire being. our essence as human beings. فَأَقِمْ وَجَهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. That your entire being, you must establish firmly in the submission and the surrender to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hanifan, what is Hanif? Hanif comes from the word Hanf, which means al-mail, to turn away. In other words, to follow the deen of Islam in such a way that we have turned away from every single solitary ideology, methodology, way of life or religion besides Islam. We've turned away from everything besides Islam. We are dissatisfied with everything besides Islam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna deena inda Allah in Islam. And why? Why? Because the way of life by Allah is Islam. Allah doesn't accept any other way of life, any other belief system, any other methodology, any other constitution, any other way of life. And further on down, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever chooses a way of life other than Islam, it will never ever be accepted from them. That's why it's Hanif. We turn away from everything but Islam. It's so sad today, wallahi, it's so sad. Muslims are looking at everything but Islam. They're seeking for inspiration in everything but Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back. Ameen. فَأَقِمْ وَجَهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا. And establish your entire essence for this deen. Submit and surrender to every law, to every ahkam, to every ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us in this deen. What is this? Fitrat Allah. This is the inherent disposition. We are programmed. We are born with this. It's the natural way. It is the natural way. It's the inherent nature, the inherent disposition of man. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha. لا تبديل لخلق الله. There can be no exchange for the creation of Allah. It's how Allah has created us. Allah has created us to be Muslimin. But the trial, the test, is that He's given us a choice. He's given us a choice. We either follow that fitrah, or we tune into that fitrah. Like when you tune into the radio station, you know, in between. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Maybe I don't know what you're on now, you know, the Islamic radio station now. You've tuned in. We need to tune into our fitrah. And what has Allah given us? وَجَعْلَ لَكُمَ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah has given us faculties of intellect, of hearing, of sight, of hearts. And we use these faculties of reason, if you like. This is what makes us different from animals. Animals don't have faculties of reason. Whatever Allah has given them is mubarmaj, is programmed based on ghariza, on instinct, not on fitrah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us hearing and sight and understanding in order that we can tune into this fitrah. And it's in the Quran. مَا فَرَطَنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We haven't left a single thing out of the book, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we have shown him, mankind, the two inclining paths. Why inclining? Najd is a path that goes up. Like when you're traveling on the N1 to Johannesburg, You know, you go past Three Sisters and Beaufort West, and you will see that sometimes the road is flat, and especially summertime, you know, you get some haze on the road. It's not very clear. And if the road is going down into a pass, then we would never dare to overtake. In fact, there's a solid white line. We can't overtake because we don't know what's coming up. We can't see. The road's going down. But the clearest road is the road that goes up. We can see from far what is coming. Now, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the path of haqq and batil, of truth and falsehood, of khair and shar, of good and evil, of halal and haram, of lawful and prohibited. He speaks about it as a najdain, the two clear paths. So when we look at these paths, our fitra, our inherent disposition, should immediately move towards the path of haqq, of truth, of khair, of good, of halal, of lawful. Allah's programmed us for that. Another verse, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. There's no compulsion in religion. You can't force somebody to believe something. There's no point in it. It defeats the whole purpose of the trial and the test of life. The right path, قد تبين الرشد من الغي, the right path has been made distinguishable from the wrong path. That's why we use our سمع والأبصار والأفئدة. We use those faculties of reason. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. That's all in the Quran. He created us and proportioned us, and then He taught us. فألهمها. He gave us ilham. He inspired it cognitively, intuitively. He inspired us to be able to differentiate between the evil of the soul and the good of the soul. In other words, when the soul becomes corrupt or when the soul is purified. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says next, what does He say? They are successful, those who keep their souls pure. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And they are in great loss, those who allow their souls to be corrupted. And Allah has given us intuitively, cognitively, He's given us that inherent disposition to be able to keep our souls pure and to save them from corruption. ثم هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا. And we have guided him, we have shown him the path, and he will be one of two things: either he will show gratitude and follow that path, or he will be ungrateful and he will leave that path. It's all built in. This is how we are wired. This is the natural way. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. So in other words, this is how easy it is to be a Muslim. Just be natural. Just be in tune with that inherent disposition with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every single one of us. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I mentioned it last week, the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Allah has not made any part of this religion even uncomfortable. He doesn't even use the word difficult. There's no part of this religion that should even make us uncomfortable, cause us to feel discomfort. That's how easy it is to be a Muslim, because it's the natural way. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I came across an article this morning, subhanallah. The article is called, and it's on BBC Future. The article is called, Will Religion Ever Disappear? Will religion ever disappear? And it's basically an interview with a professor by the name of Phil Zuckerman, a professor of sociology and secular studies at Pitzer College in Claremont, not Cape Town, Claremont, California. And it starts off by speaking about a Gallup international survey. Gallup, you know, they hear about these polls studies that they do. Gallup is supposed to be the most advanced and the one that can basically do an international survey about a particular issue. Obviously, we're dealing with minuscule numbers in comparison to the inhabitants of the world, but still they say it is a reflection. Allahu alam, Allahu alam. I'm just telling you what they came up with. So they came up with, after doing this international survey, they came up with the realization that religiosity, meaning people who follow religion, they are diminishing in number, and that atheism is on the rise, they say. Atheism is on the rise, they say. So they, people who are religious have decreased from 77% to 68%, and atheism has increased from 10% to 13%. And they have found a striking connection between atheism and the developed world. Atheism and the developed world. Whereas there hasn't been so much of a decrease in religiosity in the so-called undeveloped world. And it's quite a lengthy article. I'd like you to go and look it up, do some homework, inshallah, ponder over these verses, and, you know, read what's happening out there. Will religion ever disappear? And listen to what they say, subhanallah. Professor of Sociology and Secular Studies. What do they say? In the subtitle of The Mind of God, he says, but even if the world's troubles were miraculously solved, and we all led peaceful lives in equity, religion would probably still be around. In other words, what he's saying is that, you know, if, you know, even if everyone was prosperous, because the developed world is looked at as being prosperous, but he's saying even if the whole world was prosperous, religion would still be around. Why? He says this is because a God-shaped whole seems to exist in our species' neuropsychologically. A God-shaped whole. He's attributing the existence of this whole. And this is not the first time. In fact, Jamaat al-Muslimin, as I'm standing here alive for the first 18 years of my life, I lived with that hole in my soul. And the only thing that could fill that soul, based on the way that Allah had wired you and wired me and created you and created me, the only thing that could fit that soul, 100%, like the piece of a puzzle, is the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the deen of Islam. So here they're saying, this is because a God-shaped hole seems to exist in our species, neuropsychologically, thanks to, and according to them, a quirk of our evolution. No, thanks to Allah. Thanks to Allah. But listen to what they call it. They call it, they said, understanding this requires a delve into dual process theory. This psychological staple states that we have two very basic forms of thought. System one and system two. System one and system two. He says system two has only evolved relatively recently. It's the voice in our head. The narrator who never seems to shut up, that enables us to plan and think logically. System one, on the other hand, is intuitive, instinctual, and automatic. These capabilities regularly develop in human. In other words, they don't change. Allah says, "Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha, la tabdila li khalqi Allah." You cannot change the creation of Allah. That's why system one will never change. System one will never develop, in their words. Won't change. System one, he says, these are survival mechanisms. System one bestows us with an innate revulsion of rotting meat, allows to speak our native language without thinking about it, and with that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for. And this is the deen of Islam. That's how natural Islam is to us, to our inherent disposition. to our inherent nature. He says, a Scandinavian psychologist colleague of mine, who is an atheist, told me that his three-year-old daughter recently walked up to him and said, God is everywhere all of the time. He and his wife couldn't figure out where she'd gotten that idea from. This is how natural it is, Jamaat al-Muslimin. So whilst we are looking for inspiration in the East and the West, and like I said last week, it's not really about the East and the West anymore. You know, it's actually on a device in your pocket now. We're looking in this device in our pockets for inspiration and for guidance. We are looking here, we are looking there, we are looking everywhere. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? Where are you going? Why are you dabbling with this? Why are you dabbling with that? Why are you sitting on the fence? Why are you not satisfied and pleased with this perfect deen that Allah has given you? فَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ Do they want, do they desire the hukum of jahiliyyah? Do they want the days of ignorance? أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ Do you want to teach Allah your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And Allah knows everything that's in the heavens and on earth. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And Allah has knowledge of all things. أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ Are you more knowledgeable? Oh, is Allah. This is the question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses to us. It's the most natural, it's the easiest, it's the most comfortable just to submit and surrender to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. But you know what it is? You know what blinds us? It's our kibr. It's pride. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْلِ الْحَقِّ I will turn my signs away from those who walk on this earth with unjustified pride. Why is it unjustified? Because there's only one that is worthy of pride, and that is Al-Mutakabbir, the possessor of supreme pride, Allah. That's what Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi. He says, Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i, pride is my mantle. وَلَعَظُمَةُ إِزَارِي And might is my lower garment. Mantle, the upper garment. And might is my lower garment. You know, like when you go on Hajj Umrah, you wear the clothing of Ihram, the kafang, the two pieces of cloth. You're not going to let anybody tamper with those, especially the bottom garment, but not even the top garment. That is all you've got. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using it as a metaphor. He says, pride is my mantle, my rida, and might is my izar. فَمَنْ نَازَعْنِي عَنْهُمَا أَذَقْتُهُمْ وَبَالِي وَلَا أُبَالِي So whoever tries to take these two from me, pride and might, because they only belong to Allah. Whoever tries to take these from me, أَذَقْتُهُمْ وَبَالِي وَلَا أُبَالِي I will punish them and it will not concern me. So unjustified, because only one is justified of having pride and that is Allah. The Prophet was asked, مَا الْكِبْرُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ What is pride, O Messenger of Allah? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بطر الحق وغمت الناس It is to reject the truth when it is told to you. How many times have we heard that? Especially when it comes to the way that we are living our lives. And somebody's being told, but brother, but Allah says. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says. And what does he say? Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is what is keeping us from experiencing this comfort, this pleasure, this satisfaction about every law. Look, everyone, I'm not standing in judgment of anyone. I'm speaking to myself. كُلُّ وَاحَدٍ أَدْرَى بِنَفْسِي Everyone knows themselves better than anybody else. Every one of us know whether we are contravening the laws of Allah or not. We even know when we're about to do it. We even know when we're about to do it. There's a built-in alarm system. الْبِرُّ حُسْنَ الْخُلُقِ وَالْإِثْمُ مَا حَاكَ فِي صَدْرِكَ وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّ طَلِعَ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ Beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, righteousness is good character and sin is that which makes your heart uneasy. Built in. This is part of the inherent disposition. It's built in. We even know when we're about to sin. Allah's built an alarm system in our chests, in our hearts. That when we're about to sin, we feel that heart trembling in our chests. And immediately, astaghfirullah. This is unnatural. This is not the way. This is not the way of Allah. Well, Jamaatul Muslimin, if we are going to hesitate about tuning back into that fitrah and living well within the boundaries that Allah has set for us in this life, if we're not, even that for the atheist for that matter, if they are not going to believe now, wallahi, they are all going to be believers once their souls leave their bodies. Look at the greatest kafir mentioned in the Quran. Fir'aun. فَلَمَّا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. And when drowning overcame him, قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلِ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. استلات فرعون. سيد خسلايس. What did he say? Allah says, and when drowning overcame him, he said, I believe in the God of the children of Israel, and I am of those who submit and surrender to Allah. It's too late. It's too late. If we, even as believers, and we all claim to be believers, those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, if we are going to walk around with a veil over our eyes, in other words, we're going to live heedlessly and recklessly about the deen, we're going to play with the deen of Allah. We're going to put a big tasbih on the review mirror. As in, hy kom as 'n groot rakam voor die deur, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Yasin. We're going to, mashallah, salam alaikum, ufa, alhamdulillah. We're going to express openly and outwardly our love for the deen of Allah. But inwardly, we're actually not satisfied with Allah's deen. Why? Because we're dabbling here and we're dabbling here. And we're contravening there and we're breaking commandments there. And we are indulging and following our whims and our fancies, our lusts and desires over there. If we're going to live with that veil over our eyes now, whilst we are alive, wallahi, there's going to come a day when that veil is going to be lifted. But then it's going to be too late. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the throes of death will come with truth. Wallahi, you'll never imagine that you're dying. You can't say, no, wallahi, if you had felt that you were dying, you'd be dead. When the throes of death come, they will come with truth. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ, that which you've been avoiding all the time. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ, and the horn will be sounded, Israfil will blow into the horn. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ, that is the day that's been promised and forewarned. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ, and every soul will be brought forward, an angel driving it and an angel bearing witness either for it or against it. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا, indeed you were heedless of this. Not that we didn't know. I mean, we're reciting 17 times a day. Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki Yawmiddin. He's the sovereign, the owner of the Day of Judgment. And he's the sovereign of the Day of Judgment, Jalla Fi'ala. So it's not like we don't know about the Yawm al-Qiyamah. But we are living heedlessly and recklessly. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. You were heedless of this fact. So Allah says, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ. So now we will lift the veil from your eyes. You refused to lift it when you were on the dunya. So now we will lift the veil from your eyes. فَبَصُرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. And now your eyesight will be ever sharp. Jamaatul Muslimin, forgive me, I've gone over my time again, but please, I start with myself. Let us lift that veil now. Let us embrace this entire deen wholeheartedly. Let's live well within the boundaries that Allah set for us, especially now in the silly season. Kanallah, brothers and sisters. This is the time when really, you know, it's like part-time Muslim. No, we want to be full-time Muslims. Full-time Muslims. Because at the end of the day, Jamaatul Muslimin, it is only the full-time Muslim. It is only the one that surrenders completely and totally. That is the one that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala wa rahmati is going to earn that ultimate success of Jannat al-Na'im. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all, especially over this season. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us faith that is unshakable. Tongues that always remember Him. Hearts that are always conscious and mindful of Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those وَلَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَدَيْتِ. That we don't find any discomfort about any law, any commandment of Allah and His Messenger in the Holy Quran or in the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad. خير الأنام صلواتُ ربي وسلامُ عليه. I leave you on the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa akhiru da'wana anil alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jamaatul Muslimin, just two announcements. Oh yes, there was an uncle that approached me the other day. He just asked me to remind, and it's a very good point, that we should be very mindful of, you know, having Quranic verses as screensavers on our phones, and then going into the toilet with those screensavers on. Make sure that your phone is off. Like the Prophet ﷺ, he had on his ring, Muhammad Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when he went to Bayt al-Khala, when he went to relieve himself, he would turn that ring inside out and he would close his right hand in order that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be hidden. So make sure that your phone is off if you have verses from the Quran on your phone as a screensaver, whatever the case might be. And also be aware of ringtones. We should not have Quranic recitation as a ringtone, because when you answer the phone, you're breaking that recitation. And that is bad etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is speaking and you're cutting Allah off to speak to some bashar. You're cutting off the khaliq to speak to the khalq. You know, so rather have just an ordinary, you know, not a hectic, hardcore beat or whatever, you know, but have something that inshallah ta'ala is just a reminder that somebody's trying to call you. And inshallah we don't fall into bad etiquette with Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Fatima Adams, wife of late Idrus Adams, formerly of 33 Caracol Street, passed away Wednesday, 4th of December. The family humbly requests the Jamaat to make dua for her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive her and all our deceased and grant them all a high place in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdu rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى مهبة النسائم ومناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ولا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما صدق الله العظيم في أخوة الأفاضل إن هذا ألا نجد في أنفسنا حرجا من أي شيء في ديننا هذا فطرة الله التي قال فيها فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مولود يولد على الفطرة ثم أبواه يهودانه أو ينصران أو يمجسانه فعلينا بفطرة الله تعالى وعلينا إذا سمعنا قال الله وإذا سمعنا قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا نقول إلا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك فنسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وأن ندخل في السلم كما قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا أدخلوا في السلم كافة أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخلق الناس بخلق حسن أكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلى بفلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في العراق وأفغانستان وفي اليمن وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة،
أقام الله دام دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراسوا، سد الخلل، سو صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps, and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فألهاها فجورها وتقواها، قد أفلح من زكاها، وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بتغواها، إذ انبعث أشقاها، فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها، فكذبوه فعقروها، فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها، ولا يخاف عقباها. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح، ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جماعة المسلمين, we just had a discourse for just over 30 or 35 minutes about the fitra, but I failed in my English translation to give you the hadith. I gave it on the minbar now, I remembered it. The hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is just to explain in more detail what Allah has already confirmed in the Holy Quran. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala fitra." Every child is born in that state of fitra, in that inherent, natural, inherent disposition of tawheed. ثُمَّ أَبَوَاهُ يَهَوِّدَانِهِ. Then his parents either make him a Jew, أو يُنَصِّرَانِهِ, or make him a Christian, أو يُمَجِّسَانِ, or make him a Zoroastrian. But the asl, the natural way, the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every single one of us, is as Muslimin. What we must make sure now, as we always hear on the minbar, that we must not die. يَلُذِينَ أَمَرُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ illa wa antum muslimin. That we must, although we have been created, everyone as a Muslim, we must make sure that every single one of us die with the kalima of la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we're going to make dua for our deceased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him janatul firdaus. For our sick, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. And that for all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to strive for everything that which is pleasing to him, and to keep us from everything which is displeasing to him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen. Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اشفي مرضانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا. اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة وتجاوز عن سيئاتهم واحشرهم مع نبيين والصديقين وشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Because some of the arguments that I made about the devil's behavior, people never later attention.